Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Common Sense Radio, and today we'll be discussing the Wisconsin April 2 presidential elections, what some of the bigger races are in the state, and this show focuses on counties in the 8th District, including Calumet, Door, Kewaunee, Marinette, Menominee, Outagamie, Shawano, Waupaca, and Winnebago. Apologies if last show we pronounced any of these incorrectly. Again, we are not from, I'm not from Wisconsin, but we'll try to get the pronunciations on these counties correct for the people who are in these counties. Again, apologies for the mispronunciations last time. So to start off, the big issues or the big races this year, not on April 2nd, but there is a Senate race coming up. The Republican primary in the state of Wisconsin for U.S. Senate. The Republicans are trying to get the seat from incumbent Tammy Baldwin, who's a Democrat. The Republicans currently running are Kyle Corrigan, Matthew Harvey, Dan Helm. Again, forgive me if I pronounce the name incorrectly. Eric Hovde, H-O-V-D-E. Stacy Klein, Rajani Ravindran, spelled R-A-V-E-E-N-D-R-A-N, and Patrick Schaefer Wick. That election will be slated for August 13th. But just want to give you sort of a sneak preview on that. And then in the for U.S. House, Wisconsin has 8 districts. 6 are Republican, 2 are Democrat. The Republican districts include District 1, incumbent Brian, is Republican incumbent Brian Steele, S-T-E-I-L. He has one primary candidate, Stephen Trueblood. District 2, Mark Pocan, a Democrat, is the incumbent. The Republicans for the primary in District 2 are Charity Berry, Eric Olson. District 3, the incumbent is Derek Van Orden, the Democrat. Well, we won't mention those. We'll just say vote Republican for these. So Derek Van Orden is the Republican incumbent in District 3. District 4, there is a Democrat incumbent, Gwen Moore. District 5, Republican incumbent, Scott Fitzgerald. District 6 is Glenn Grothman, is the Republican incumbent. District 7, Tom Tiffany, Republican incumbent. And this brings us to District 8. Currently is Mike Gallagher, the incumbent, and Mike Gallagher has announced that he is resigning effective April 19th. I would have a problem with that if I was in this district, as well as if I'm a Republican, because in order to fill this seat through a special election, Mr. Gallagher must step down before that, I believe. You can feel free to call in to our phone number here at 563-999-3409 to correct us on this. But it's important that Mr. Gallagher step down before that so the people in the 8th District of Wisconsin can get representation through a special election for the remainder of the term. Otherwise, they will not have a representative for the remainder of the term. This also thins out the Republican majority in the House. So if you want to contact Mr. Gallagher and do this respectfully, and politely, just ask him, please, sir, Mr. Geller, can you step down before that so we can get representation in our district? His number in D.C. is 202-225-5665, and his number in Napier is 920-301-4500. Now, in the Wisconsin State House, the Wisconsin State Senate, Republicans have the majority. It's currently 22 Republicans, 10 Democrats, and one vacancy. And from what I can tell, there aren't many contested races. Only District 14 is the incumbent Joan Ballwig, the Republican, and incumbent Patrick Teston is the Republican incumbent in District 24. Over in the Wisconsin State House, Republicans control that too. 99 seats total, 64 Republicans, 35 Democrats. The primary for the Wisconsin State Assembly will be August 13th, 2024. Also, the filing deadline for this, June 3rd, 2024. So there still may be other candidates. Currently, I do not see any contested races. There is either Republican or District 96, the Republican incumbent is Lauren Oldenburg, and Oldenburg has a challenger in that, the Democrat Tara Johnson. So vote Oldenburg. The rest of the races thus far are one. There is only one representative or one party representing either district. Now, in the ballot measures, one very important ballot measure is administration of government and elections, question one. Second is question two. And these read as prohibits any level of government in the state from applying or accepting non-governmental funds or equipment for election administration. And two, provide that only election officials designated by law administer the elections. So let's see. Let's try to get more context on this. And I'm reading from the CalumetGOP.com voter guide. The Republican Party is urging you to vote yes. So vote yes on both of these questions. Question one, use of private funds in election administration. Shall Section 7, parentheses 1 of Article 3 of the Constitution, be created to provide that private donations and grants may not be applied for, accepted, expended, or used in connection with the conduct of any primary election or referendum? You want to vote yes. An explanation for this. Question 1 seeks to modify the Wisconsin Constitution by introducing a new section to Article 3, which would forbid any level of government in the state from utilizing or receiving non-governmental funds or equipment for election administration. A yes vote indicates support for this amendment, advocating for the prohibition of any level of government in the state from utilizing or receiving non-governmental funds or equipment for election administration. Conversely, a no vote signifies opposition to this amendment, rejecting the prohibition of any level of government in the state from utilizing or receiving So what reason you want to vote yes for this is you don't want an NGO, non-governmental organization, or any outside or third party coming in and giving money to any of the cities or towns or state election administrations. You want to reduce the amount of interference from a third party in any administration of elections in the state. Question two, again, yes on this. Shall Section 7, parentheses 2 of Article 3 of the Constitution be created to provide that only election officials designated by law may perform tasks in the conduct of primaries, elections, and referendums? Again, yes. Explanation. Question 2 aims to introduce a new provision to Article 3 of the state constitution, affirming that only election officials authorized by law, so the people who work in the assigned election offices, are permitted to assist in conducting an election within the state. The professionals. No one outside of that. No outside interference. A yes vote endorses this amendment, advocating for the establishment that only election officials designated by law, so by the people, by the voters, may oversee elections. Conversely, a no vote opposes this amendment, indicating disagreement with the establishment that only election officials designated by law may oversee elections. So, again, vote yes on this because you don't want an outside party. It could be someone from another state, possibly another country, a private company with their own agenda, giving money to an elections administrator that could possibly influence the election. So vote yes. Very important. Yes on one and two. Questions one and two. And now for some of the events coming up in District 8. Our last show, we went over what was going on in both Brown and Oconto counties. The other counties in District 8 include Calumet, Door, Kewaunee, Marinette, Menominee, Outagamie, Shawano, Waupaca, and Winnebago. And we'll try to read to you some of the upcoming events. Now, first and foremost, April 2nd is the presidential primary election. So that's when these two questions will be voted on, both one and two. Again, vote yes on them. You want to eliminate any outside interference in the state elections. President Trump will be having a rally on April 2nd in Green Bay. At the Hyatt Regency in Green Bay, Wisconsin, 333 Main Street, Green Bay, Wisconsin, 54301. Other events include the 8th District Caucus, and that will be in Waupaca County. We'll try to get a little bit more details on that, but that's the 8th District Caucus. So that includes all of the counties in the district. I believe there's 11. That's April 13th, Saturday. April 18th is the Marinette Executive Meeting at the Wasaki Community Center. Another event in the 8th District includes the Calumet Executive Meeting at the Republican Party Calumet County Headquarters. And April 27th is the Lincoln Day Dinner for the Marinette County Republican Party at the Four Seasons Resort. Let's try to get some more information on this, times and locations for you. Okay, so the aforementioned 8th Congressional District Caucus takes place April 13th at 9 a.m. at the Par 4 Resort in Waupaca. Sorry if I'm not pronouncing that correctly, but that's Waupaca. There'll also be the 6th Congressional District Caucus, April 13th, same day at 4 p.m. at Oshkosh Waterfront Hotel and Conference Center. I know we haven't gone over the counties in the 4th District, but apparently part of Calumet resides within that 6th District. Second Amendment Rally will be Saturday, May 11th, 2024, from noon to 4 p.m. at Eagles Club, 1041 East Chestnut Street, Chilton, Wisconsin. That's spelled C-H-I-L-T-O-N. Wisconsin, 53014. And then the 2024 Republican Party of Wisconsin State Convention will take place on the weekend of May 17th through the 19th in Appleton, Wisconsin. So we'll just go over the events through May for right now. So that's Calumet. Let's see what's going on over in Door County. Door County, what's going on there? Well, nothing's coming up for right now, Door County. So let's try one more time. See what's going on there. Well, looks like your precinct chair, or sorry, your county chair for Door County, your Republican county chair for Door County in Wisconsin is Stephanie Susek. Sorry if I'm pronouncing it incorrectly. Last name is spelled S-O-U-C-E-K. Email is e.stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E dot Jane, 81@gmail.com. Don't see any, well, let's see what events are going on there. Did not see anything listed. All right, so let's go over to Kewaunee County, and we will go over the who the precinct chairs are in the rest of the 8th District counties. We'll go over that after we go through some of these events. Now, over in Kewaunee County, the precinct chair there, county chair there is Kurt Johnson. Kurt spelled K-I-R-T, last name Johnson. Email is e.kirtj@verizon.net. And if you go to wisgop.org under counties, Kewaunee, there's a link. Click here for county party membership information if you'd like to join. And this goes the same for all the counties here. So the Republican Party of Marinette, they have a sample ballot here. These are the candidates they recommend to vote for on April 2nd. David Podolsky, County Supervisor, District 15. Okay, David... Sorry if I don't pronounce this correctly. Buechler, B-U-E-C-H-L-E-R, for County Supervisor, District 22. Denise Olezak, O-L-E-S-Z-A-C, for County Supervisor, District 30. Williquette, write-in candidate for County Supervisor, 29. Martin Shaw, Marinette School Board, but vote only for Martin Shaw. Peter Nopenberg for Marinette Alderperson, District 6, and Ben Hansen for Niagara School Board. And again, vote yes for referendum questions 1 and 2. This says vote yes on question 1 to prevent Zuckerbucks and outside money influencing Wisconsin elections. Vote yes on question 2 to allow only election officials designated by law to administer elections. Makes perfect sense. Now let's go over to Menominee. Glad I looked up the pronunciation of that. I had trouble with that last time. Let's see. Here's, that's Menominee. Let's see. Where are we? Okay, so Republican Party of Menominee. Trying to get some information on this. The precinct chair there is Kelly Rue. Kelly spelled K-E-L-Y. Last name R-U-H. Email is e.cd8.chairman@wisgop.info. So if you want more information, if you are in Menominee County and you're a Republican or you want to get involved and help out the Republican Party and help get Republican candidates elected, contact that email, e.cd8.chairman@wisgop.info. Then we go over to Outie Gamey. Let's see what's going on there. And by the way, while we look this up, we wanted to wish you all a very happy and blessed Easter holiday, most important day of the Christian calendar, Easter Sunday. Now, over in Outie Gamey, let's see what events are going on there. Well, it looks like upcoming events, save the date, election night watch party, April 2nd to-do list. First, go out and vote. Second, join us at our watch party in the all-new Kingpin's Lodge at the 10th frame. I'm assuming that's a bowling alley. Could be wrong, but it sounds like a bowling alley. 610 West Wisconsin Avenue in Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911. Tuesday, April 2nd at 7 p.m., food or drinks provided. Call 920-416-5600 or visit ogop.org for more information. And if you go to the website ogop.org under events, that's Outie Gamey Republican Party, you can RSVP for that event on April 2nd, the watch party. But remember to get out and vote first. And let's go over to Shawano County. What's going on there? On their website, it is Shawano, S-H-A-W-A-N-O, Republicans, the full word, .com. If you'd like to find out more of what's going on, they have if you'd like to join our grand party on their website, there's a PDF application or a Word application under events, upcoming events. Let's see what's going on. And you can join on that page as well. There's a tab on the top of their page and the contact. It says visit our Facebook page for upcoming events. So if you'd like to know what upcoming events are in for the Shawano Republicans of Wisconsin, go to their Facebook page. And it looks like their county chair is Richard, again, forgive me if I'm not pronouncing this correctly, Cuxdorf. Email is e.rkucksdorf 53@yahoo.com. And our penultimate county that we'll be highlighting tonight is Wapaka County. They do have a Facebook page, Wapaka County Republican Party. You can go to their Facebook page and like that. But their contact or county chair is Joel Bartell. Email is e.reagan, like Ronald Reagan, reaganwcrp@gmail.com. And also on these pages under wisgop.org counties, there is an April 2nd local voter guide. So, for example, I'm clicking on the voter guide in Wapaka. And nothing's coming up because my computer's not working. But see if yours works. Oh, okay. Now, so spring election, April 2nd, 2024. What is on my ballot? And you will see. This link will open a new tab at My Vote Wisconsin. Step 2, select your county below. If you're wondering what your the county or local races are. Then finally, in Winnebago, just like the big vehicle, going on there. Winnebago Republican Party. They have a website, winnebagogop.org. Welcome. Thank you for visiting our page at the Winnebago County Republican Party. Help us flip our school boards this upcoming April. So important school board races, and let's see what's going on there. School board races include in Nina, you want to vote in the Nina school board race, you want to vote for three candidates: Chari Long, C-H-A-R-I, last name Long, then Jeb, last name P-F-E-I-F-L-E, and Roxanne or Knudsen. In the Oshkosh school board race, vote for one, only Tim Hess. In Winneconne school board race, vote for only one, Dean Ackerman. Municipal races, Nina Alderman, that's not a person, that's the position. District 1, vote Mark Ellis. District 3, William Polnow. Oshkosh Common Council vote for only two, and that includes Jacob Floam, F-L-O-A-M, and Tom Asuma. And again, vote yes on one and two. There are also other, on the two questions, vote yes, one and two. There are also additional Winnebago County Board of Supervisor races by district, 36 of them. So I'd recommend just going to the webpage under spring 2024 elections for the winnebagogop.org. So April 2nd, once again, election, presidential elections, very important to vote in your local races. Each of the county pages will have a voter guide for who to support in that. Vote yes on the questions one and two. Very important for your state. Please vote yes on one and two. Get out to the polls, even if it's just for those reasons. But get out and vote for all the races that there are. Vote Republican, vote conservative. Check your voter guide so you know how to vote, the correct way of voting if you're not sure. If you have questions, call your county GOP offices or look up on their web pages under the voter guide. And, of course, April 2nd, President Trump will be hosting a rally in Green Bay at the Hyatt Regency in Green Bay, 333 Main Street, Green Bay, Wisconsin, 54301. So get out there and see President Trump. He's fighting for you. We got to fight for him. That's all the time we have for today. We'll talk to you next time. Have a good day and a happy Easter. Bye-bye.